It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. Today we're in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio with Karen Chotkowski and Geshe. These are two individuals with the Tibetan Cultural Institute of Arkansas. Karen, Geshe, thanks for coming up.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
I'll start with you, Geshe. You serve as the spiritual leader of this group, as well as other things. What is this group? When did it start?
When I come to here, so that I decided me and my colleague, Sidney Burgess, we created around 2008. It was the first time we have become a non-profit organization. We serve as preservation of Tibetan culture, and heritage. Ultimate goal is here, try to bring in Tibetan culture and heritage and authenticness of their teachings into this kind of town. That's our goal aim was.
Karen Chotkowski, former board member with the TCIA and a co-coordinator of the Tibetan Film Festival, which is coming up March 2nd and 3rd.
Last year was the first year
we
held the film festival. It was a one-day film festival.
Okay.
On Saturday, we held it at St. Paul's, and we got a really good response. So this year we decided we would do it again, and we would like to do this on a continuing basis to show, you know, to show Tibetan films or films about Tibet. This year we have a great lineup of films, and we've expanded it to Friday night and Saturday.
Because, well, for what count? I think, what, 10 films?
About 10 films.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, we have several feature-length films. And then we have several shorts, and then we have several just medium films that might be under an hour. We're going to show the film Bringing Home Tibet, and it's directed by Tenzin Seysan Chokle, if I said that right. The story is based around a Tibetan who's a New York-based artist now, and his father lived in exile and longed to go back to his homeland of Tibet. Well, the artist, his son, got this idea that he would bring soil from Tibet to India for the Tibetans. And so the movie is all about the story of how he gets this soil out of China and he moves it to India and he sets it up as an art project. And the response from the Tibetans in India is astonishing.
Huh. Again, those dates, March 2nd and 3rd. If you'd like to know more, search Facebook. Karen, Geshe, thank you all so much for coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Enough.